Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just got to start this morning. I got to ask Travis what he was laughing about just a few minutes ago. Was it the Saturday Night Live clips? Was it old Elmer Fudd, Tim Walz? What was it that you were laughing about, Travis, man? Because I was laughing, too, but there were so many different things to laugh about in the news this morning here that I was like, oh, man, I could just hear Travis howling from the other room. And I was like, I got to find out what Travis was laughing about. I got to find out what caught his eye or what caught his ear this morning, because there is just too much funny stuff in the news. I mean, Dana Loesch, you guys know Dana Loesch. She used to be the spokeswoman for the NRA, and then now she's got a national radio talk show. Her program actually comes on after Montana Talks in Missoula. She's on KMPT in Missoula after our show wraps up at 10 o'clock in the morning. But, man, there's some Saturday Night Live clips. Oh, Tim Walz is Elmer Fudd. Okay, that's what he was rolling. Was that from the Laura Ingraham, Dana Loesch clip? I think that's what it was from. I think it was Dana Loesch. And, yeah, okay. All right, well, let me start there then. All right. Because I like to take my cues. If Travis is like, ooh, look at this story, or ooh, hey, we got a caller online too. You gotta listen to, you know. Usually we just take people in order as they come, but it's always great when Travis is like, I'd go to line two first because they got a great message, because he gets a chance to chat with folks before I do here live on the air just for a quick second, of course. But anyway, here we go. Oh yeah, here we go. Dana Loesch and Laura Ingraham. And then Tim Walz, Wacky Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, as Elmer Fudd. Here we go.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting weapons.
Or pheasants. Yeah, we saw kind of a real-life Elmer Fudd this weekend when Tim Walz kicked off Minnesota's pheasant hunting season. He didn't bag any pheasants, but he did show off his sweet shotgun skills.
And it never fits quite right. It's not quite right. How do you give it back?
Governor, what kind of gun is it?
This is a Beretta A400. I bought it when I was shooting a lot of trap, because it has a kind of their patented thing at kickoff. So when you get old, it doesn't hurt your shoulder as much.
What is he doing? Joining me now, Dana Loesch, nationally syndicated radio host. Dana, what is he doing there? Can you please explain what's happening there in that field?
Laura, isn't it just like watching John Wick? I mean, the gun-fu was just amazing here. I'm sure that just convinced all the hunters to go out and register to vote for Harry Walz. Go out there and vote for Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. That was embarrassing. This guy doesn't use his Beretta A400. He does not use this gun as often as he was bragging about using this gun, because he was fumbling with just loading it in. And I know that there were a lot of people who were speculating as to whether or not he was in what they call a waterfowl production area, and whether you could only have like three rounds, even though it's pheasant. I mean, I don't know the law in Minnesota on that, if that was one of those areas. But I feel like he should know, and I feel like he should pay better attention to what he was trying to load. I mean, what was he? Was he pulling out a charging handle? What was he doing in this video? Again, I felt like, I don't know who scares me more, him or Dick Cheney. It's terrifying to watch him do that. I would not have felt comfortable in the field with him after watching that.
That was great. That was on Laura Ingraham's program on Fox News last night. There's another clip I got to share with you, plus the Saturday Night Live stuff next.
Securing America.
U.S. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth addressed the annual meeting of the Association of the U.S. Army Monday, saying the Army has to adapt and change because
everyone here knows the world is getting more dangerous and uncertain.
Wormuth says the Army is updating weapon systems and adjusting its force structure, but despite feeling it's the world's best, also needs to change its mindset for the modern age.
We need to start thinking and acting more like underdogs. We need to push ourselves to build a stronger culture of innovation inside the Army.
The Secretary adding the military as a whole needs to work with Congress to eliminate red tape that slows things down.
We need to be able to produce more things we need, like drones and missiles, more quickly and in larger numbers.
Because, she says, the bottom line is
time is the one thing we don't have to spare.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 70s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s for overnight lows, and still well above average into your Wednesday. Again, hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon highs in the mid-70s for Bozeman, low 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
You better grab those pearls, because I think we're going to see if that John Jackson, that Joker from X, can join us on Tuesday's show. We'll take your phone calls and much more. But, yeah, whenever the Joker from X is in the house, get ready to clutch those pearls, because it's the most unwoke hour of the week. Plus, we still get to take your phone calls and cover all sorts of topics under the sun. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and clutch your pearls from time to time. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, one more clip of Dana Lash on, one more clip, one more magazine, yeah, whatever you want to call it, right? One more clip of Dana Lash on with Laura Ingraham on The Angle last night. So we played the Elmer Fudd clip. By the way, have you seen the Trump War Room sent out this four-shot photo? And it's got J.D. Vance and it's got Tim Walz. And then under J.D. Vance is a picture of Bugs Bunny. And then under Tim Walz is a picture of Elmer Fudd. It's crazy. J.D. Vance looks like Bugs Bunny, and Tim Walz looks like Elmer Fudd. Anyway, it was absolutely hysterical if you haven't seen that one. But, yeah, they were joking about how Tim Walz is Elmer Fudd, and there he was fumbling around with his expensive shotgun. The same people that want to take away your guns, boy, they sure can afford very expensive, very fancy things for themselves. And the other thing that Dana Lash pointed out was, wow, man, his hunting attire is absolutely spotless, absolutely spotless. Kind of like these Democrats that do these phony campaign commercials for John Tester. It's like, have you ever actually been hunting or fishing in the outfit that you're wearing in this campaign commercial? Because it looks like you just pulled it off of the rack somewhere and purchased this. Here, wear this costume for this John Tester campaign commercial. But anyway, so they were talking about Elmer Fudd fumbling around with his shotgun. And then, do you guys remember when Kamala Harris was on 60 Minutes? And 60 Minutes committed a rare act of journalism, and they asked her some really good questions. Well, the guy on 60 Minutes asked her about the gun that she claimed to have.
So what kind of gun do you own, and when and why did you get it?
I have a Glock, and I've had it for quite some time.
Have you ever fired it?
Yes. Of course I have. At a shooting range? Yes, of course I have.
Well, that's not believable either. I want to see the video of her shooting shooting range.
I doubt that she, I don't know, I kind of doubt that she has one, considering that she wanted to ban those guns in California. I mean, they're considered an unsafe gun in California. She led the charge against that. Furthermore, she wanted to ban, she wanted to make pistols National Firearm Act NFA items. So I wish I wish that she would have been asked, you know, by Whitaker
what generation do you own and why do you want to ban them? Yeah, we're ending on a bang, Dana. Wish we had more time. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Always great to hear Dana Lash, see Dana Lash on TV. I've got to just subscribe to her podcast or something so I can listen to more of her show. But and that reminds me, too, when the SHOT Show takes place in Las Vegas this January, I know John Jackson, the Joker, and I are already getting our media registrations in for our live coverage from the SHOT Show, but we've gotten to see Dana Lash there every year for the past 2-3 years. What we'll have to do, John, this year is, because we've gotten to say hello, we got to go to her, you know, her media room and meet Dana Lash and her husband and say hi. John was irritated with me because, you know, here he gets to meet his hero, Dana Lash. And, you know, we're in this, you know, VIP room hanging out with Dana Lash and her husband. And, you know, and so I introduced myself. Hey, you know, I'm Aaron. I do this show in Montana. And this is John Jackson. He's a retired Fed. And she gave him the eyeball like, oh, how did they let you in this room here? He's like, whoa, 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 hey, I'm not one of those guys. I'm cool. He thought he was going to get thrown out the back window like a cartel operative. Anyway, it was pretty comical. But what we should do this year, John, is because her schedule, she's such a hot commodity at the SHOT Show every year. What we should do, we should schedule her to join us live on the radio when John's in studio with us before we go down to Vegas for the SHOT Show. Then we can talk with her, and then we got that audio on hand. And then if we happen to get the chance to talk with her more at the SHOT Show, great. If not, hey, well, we can do a SHOT Show preview with her. So that's just one idea there. All right, the Saturday Night Live clips, I think that was from the Jesse Waters program last night. Let's see. Oh, Kamala on Family Feud. Okay, let me pull that one up here since I mentioned it. Let's see. There it is right here. Okay. You guys are familiar with Family Feud, right? Remember the show? Who was the original host of Family Feud? I can't remember who the original host of Family Feud was. Trivia Travis may know right off the top of his head. But Steve Harvey is the host now. You know, he's funny. He's great. Steve Harvey's the host of Family Feud now. So Saturday Night Live was mocking over the weekend Kamala Harris. And so they did this spoof as if Kamala Harris was a guest on Family Feud. Here you go. And then Jesse Waters, I think, maybe even weighs in here.
They have something they could keep in your glove compartment. Oh, BP Harris.
Steve, look. Raised in a middle class family, all right?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, my mother raised my sister and me, mm-hmm. all right? Yes. She worked hard and saved up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we had a second mother, too.
Okay. Did that mother have a glove compartment?
A small business owner named Miss Shelton.
Okay, we got that. Something that you keep in your glove compartment.
Oh, a Glock, Steve. A big old Glock.
So they know it's a sinking ship, and the media has been given the green light to ridicule her. And they keep going. Watch.
Payne has raised $1 billion.
Oh, my Lord. How are you not winning by a landslide?
that's a question I scream into my pillow every morning.
Oh, man. She did a great Kamala Harris impersonation, by the way. I forget that actress's name, but she's been in a few Adam Sandler movies, so she's pretty funny. But, yeah, she did a spot-on Kamala Harris impersonation. Oh, the original host of Family Feud, Travis, quick with the trivia for us. Richard Dawson, formerly from the classic sitcom Hogan's Heroes. I told you Trivia Travis would have the answer. Man, I tell you what, this guy's a walking encyclopedia. All right, back with more right after this. 406-294-0970, the number for you if you want to jump in on the conversation.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There has been a heavy media focus on Pennsylvania, and for good reason. If Kamala Harris loses that state, Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Now, in my view, she should have picked the popular governor, Josh Shapiro. Nothing against Tim Walz, but Shapiro would have brought in, as the home state guy, enough votes perhaps to tip the election in her favor. Look at these numbers. Real Clear Politics average. Trump leading Harris by 48.1% to 47.9%. A statistical tie. You look at Pennsylvania, 538. Harris averaging 47.9% to Trump's 47.1%. Another tie. This is why the state is so important, and she let the anti-Israel types really dictate her choice. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 70s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s for overnight lows, and still well above average into your Wednesday, and hazy, smoky sunshine with afternoon highs in the mid-70s for Bozeman, low 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, if you missed Monday's Montana Talks, we had Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy alongside U.S. Senator and fellow combat veteran Joni Ernst. That's right, she's in Montana. They joined us in our Montana Talks studios before taking off to Sydney and Glendive for events in eastern Montana. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we talked about the PSC, seat 2. We had the Democrat and Republican candidates join us
in studio. Full audio, MontanaTalks.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, if it feels like you see more blue corduroy jackets around these days, you're right. That's because the National FFA organization recently announced that it has set a record with over 1 million members. In fact, the total is now 1,027,273, or an 8.6% year-over-year increase. Christy Meyer, communications manager with FFA, says that the organization feels there's a couple of reasons why they hit the 1 million mark.
We think that our FFA members across the country and our students realize how important ag is and that it's around them every day, right? As you and your listeners often know, it's from the food we eat to the clothes we wear, the fuel we put in our car. But we also see that our students are realizing there's an opportunity for a lot of careers in agriculture. So as they're taking their high school classes, they're really looking into what their future might hold in a role in agriculture.
And she says while hitting 1 million members is a reason to be happy and excited, there's no reason to be content. Now, states that have shown the largest membership percentage growth this past year include Utah, Florida, and Alaska. Pretty cool. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about. No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
When it's time for livestock handling, while we can't always be there to lend a hand, Western Ranch Supply can offer you high-quality and durable portable corral systems from Linn Post and Pike. Available in both gooseneck and bumper pole, the Wrangler Portable Corral is the most versatile portable corral system available. Whether you want to catch and load out large groups of cattle or work them right where they are, the Wrangler has all the features you will need. Visit our stores in Billings or Great Falls, or check us out online at WesternRanchSupply.com.
Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has released a new report analyzing data collected in a nationwide tax survey of U.S. cattle producers. With the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of 2025, NCBA collected this survey data to better understand, it says, how key tax provisions like the death tax relief and business deductions impact family-owned cattle operations. NCBA President and Wyoming rancher Mark Isley said when he was starting out in the ranching business, he saw firsthand the devastating impact of the death tax, and the tax nearly killed his dream of ranching. To read the report's highlights, you can visit us online at WesternEggNetwork.com or check us out on Facebook. And finally this morning, it looks like some 69 million acres were enrolled in the Conservation Stewardship Program in fiscal 2023, or about 8% of all U.S. agricultural land. That's an increase from the 2021 and 2022 fiscal years when 60 million and 61 million acres were enrolled, respectively. But it's a drop from 2019 when 76 million acres were in the program. Meanwhile, funding for new contracts increased from $700 million in fiscal 2019 to $1 billion in fiscal 2023. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I feel like this is something I got to do. I feel like this is going to sound somewhat scattered because we had so many great messages come in yesterday that there was just no way to get to them all while we were live on the show. In the 8 o'clock hour of the program, we had a Republican candidate for the Public Service Commission seat to Brad Molnar, State Senator Brad Molnar, and then we also had Susan Bielow, the Democrat candidate for seat 2. Brad Molnar, of course, in Laurel. and Susan Bilo from Bozeman. Very clear contrast between these two candidates. She was very, you know, green energy, wind, solar, et cetera. And he's, of course, you know, pro, you know, coal strip and more. So there's a very clear contrast between these two. But it was a fun conversation having both of them in the studio. And we had a bunch of messages come in. So I want to get to those. But first, we got one that came in last night here. Goose and Anaconda. I always love getting phone calls from Goose and Anaconda. But he was fired up. Was this last night? Yeah, he was fired up last night here. Anyway, he's Goose and Anaconda says, does anybody got the balls enough to ask Tim? I'm assuming he's referring to Tim Sheehy. If he will sign an allegiance to Israel before he becomes a United States senator, or better yet, will he not accept an AIPAC handler like every other congressman and our Congress? And then this is in all caps. And then the bigger question is, are you people paid off to stay silent about this? So that was the message from Goose and Anaconda last night. Well, first off, I don't think any of our members of Congress should pledge allegiance to any other country. And now that being said, hey, Montana stands with Israel. We stand with our friends in Israel. Now, you don't have to sign an allegiance to Israel, but I think we can say we stand with Israel. We support Israel. And not only are we not afraid to say that, not only are we not paid to say that, but we are proud to say that. I for one, am proud to say that Montana stands with Israel. Governor Greg Gianforte has made that declaration as well. So I think we are very proud to say that we stand with Israel. AIPAC, for those of you who don't know, is the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. There were some Democrats that lost their seats. Remember the fire alarm guy? Remember the guy who pulled the fire alarm to stop democracy? Remember, we were told that if you stop a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives through a form of protest, that is a danger to a democracy. That is a threat to democracy. You're supposed to be thrown in prison for 20 years. But the fire alarm guy, I forget his name, the Democrat from New York City, he got ousted. Yeah, our Jewish friends, they got fired up amidst all the anti-Semitism and all this anti-Israel garbage going on in America. So they helped take him out in the primary. Jeffries is the, Travis asked, wasn't he Hakeem Jeffries? No, Hakeem Jeffries is the Democrat minority leader. He's the guy who basically would be the Speaker of the House if the Democrats were in control of the House of Representatives right now. I forget the guy's name. In New York that lost his primary race. Travis tells us this. The actress on Saturday Night Live who played the Kamala Harris impersonator, Maya Rudolph is her name. Okay, I just don't know so many of these actor and actress names. But, yeah, I've seen her in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies. She's funny. Okay, here we go. Let's see a couple of other random messages that came in on the Montana Talks app here. Kelly sent us a message yesterday. What was the voter guide you talked about on Monday's show? What was the voter guide? Oh, I know what it was. It was the Million Voices voter guide. The Million Voices voter guide. Go to just search Montana Talks Million Voices and you'll get that voter guide. Details that should pull up for you right away. So there you go, Kelly. Let's see. Tim in Billings sent us a message. Oh, he sent us a message, but he's on the phone line. So let's just go to his phone call instead here. All right, Tim, what's going on?
Hold on. I'm trying to talk.
There we go. All right, Tim, are you there? Okay. Oh, we must not have any. Who is this on the phone line? Is that somebody else online too here?
Well, this is Nancy from Rhonda.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
I don't know what's going on with your phones today. Something's wrong.
Well, no, I think I was trying to go to Tim in Billings, but he wasn't there. You were there, so I interrupted Travis trying to talk to you first. But that's all right. You're live on the radio. Go ahead. What's going on, Nancy?
Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. I just want to say that yesterday we had some great military veterans, and I believe what we're seeing is a renaissance in our country. Our I have noticed ever since the Obama era, more and more of our military veterans are entering politics because they are extremely worried as to the direction that our country is heading into. And so I just thought it was marvelous that Tim Sheehy and the U.S. Senator was on yesterday. But I see this as a renaissance, and this gives me tremendous hope. But I'm telling you, I just pray every day that Harris and this Waltz doesn't get into the White House. I just can't tell you. Every day, I just kind of get sick to my stomach every time I see or hear either one of them over the news media. So our military is our hope. God bless our military veterans. Thank you for everything that you want to do to try to save our country in politics. I know politics is all. It's an evil, bitter, it can be a terrible, terrible place, and you have to be very strong to get through it if you're a candidate or if you are, you know, in Congress or Senate, because you got a lot of crap being piled up on top of you. But that's what I think I want to say today. We're in a renaissance, and it's a good thing.
That is a great line, a renaissance. Yeah, we had fellow combat veteran Joni Ernst, Iowa Senator, in with Tim Sheehy yesterday.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, you know, for some reason, I feel like I should share this verse of the day, the verse of the day. And I just sent a text message to Ray Thompson, the great Ray Thompson. He founded Semi-Tool, an incredible business in Kalispell, Montana, and then grew that into I don't know how many billion-dollar company. Just an incredible guy. But I saw Ray Thompson at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Kalispell on Friday night. And he's shared these two things with me before. We did an event at Sykes Diner one Sunday morning, and his wife, Ladine, was there playing the piano. She plays gospel hymns on the piano every Sunday morning at Sykes Diner. Well, the restaurant is packed with people having breakfast, and we were there. And anyway, Ray Thompson came up to me and said, you know, there's two things that I want to share with your audience here one of these days. And he shared those two things on Sunday night. But there were two things that Nancy said that stood out to me. One, I think she really hit the nail on the head that we may be seeing a renaissance now with American leadership, with combat veterans stepping up to lead this country once again, because there's been an absence of that. We used to, especially after World War II and the Vietnam era, we had all sorts of combat veterans who stepped into leadership roles, not just in Congress, not just in Washington, D.C., but on Wall Street, in corporate America. And then we started to see an absence of that. And then we wondered why we started to see this void of leadership. But then there was something else Nancy said where, you know, hey, I know politics can be frustrating. It can be irritating. It can be tiring. Psalms 34:18 was the verse of the day. I have this YouVersion Bible app on my smartphone, which is it's a nice tool to have here. Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. But anyway, the two things that Ray Thompson talked about, I'll sum up one of them. He talked about the joy in duty, that there is a joy in fulfilling your duty, whether that's as Americans or as people of faith, that there is a joy that comes from service and from sacrifice and from duty. It's a joy that you can't get with all the other, you know, smartphones and football games, as great as those can be, that there is a joy that comes from hard work and sacrifice and a duty to your country and to your neighbor. Anyway, but Ray Thompson, man, he says it way better than I could ever even attempt to say it. So I shot him a note to see when he's ready to share those two things on Montana Talks, maybe later today in the 9 o'clock hour, maybe later this week in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll see. Okay, Tim in Billings, what was the message that he sent here? This was, sorry, I'm late getting to this one. Tim and Billings, though, and Tim was right. I guess apparently Tim and Billings just called in to say Jamal Bowman. Yeah, he was the anti-Israel, the anti-Semitic. congressman in New York who lost his race. He lost his primary. He was the guy who pulled the fire alarm. Democracy! He was the guy who disrupted democracy when he pulled the fire alarm to try to stop a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives. Yeah, he's on his way out. But Tim and Billings sent us a message on the app. We played the Elmer Fudd clip with Tim Walz fumbling around with his shotgun. And Tim and Billings says this, no need to worry. Dick Cheney has announced that he and Liz will take some time to show Tampon Tim how to load his Beretta and then subsequently shoot him in the face and stab him in the back. Yeah, Dick Cheney, my goodness. You know, it was pathetic but yet expected when Liz Cheney endorsed Kamala Harris. But Dick Cheney, my goodness, man, what happened to you? What happened to you? I mean, you literally jumped in bed with the people who called you Darth Vader. I mean, my goodness. You know, I just hope when I get to be Dick Cheney's age or get up there in years that I finish the race well. And you can just see it in videos. Dick Cheney looks awful, and so does Bill Clinton, by the way. I didn't even know that was Bill Clinton with his little Harris Walz camouflage hat. I mean, I couldn't even tell that. Oh, Bill Clinton, he looked awful. I was like, whoa, that's Bill Clinton there. But Dick Cheney too. I mean, he just looked awful in these videos, and he just has this evil scowl on his face, and it's just like, man, he is not finishing the race well. There's time, though, Dick. There's still time. Let's go to Tim and Savage. Hey, Tim, you know, Nancy and Roundup talked about Senator Joni Ernst and Tim Sheehy being in studio yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. I think you got to go see them in person in Sydney yesterday.
Yeah, I met with them. Oh, that was a great event in Sydney yesterday. But, man, you've been talking about so many things. I got a whole bunch of stuff to add now. Tim Walz's hunting clothes, all of my hunting gear has blood stains, mud stains in it, and has rips from barbed wire. So I don't own a.
And that's just from you.
Take something new into the field.
That's just from you. That's not even from the deer or the antelope. I mean, yet, right?
Yeah. Oh, but then I love what you were saying about duty, and some of us call, instead of the word duty, we say calling. And I tell you, man, I've worked hard my whole life, but I've never put in more hours in a day than I do now, but I don't feel like I'm working. It's all a calling, and whether that's the stuff for the schools or for the churches or for the places I serve as a chaplain, it's all a calling. And so, yeah, I'd love to hear what Ray has to say about that, because that's dead on. That there is a joy in duty when you know that you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that's the feeling I got from Tim Cheehy yesterday. Because during the meet and greet earlier, I asked him a question. I said, "Man, I'm personally, how are you doing?" Because I get so mad and frustrated watching these ads. I mean, it's 5-1 with the dark money and the left wing ads against him, and just insulting and tearing his character down. And he looked at me, he said, "I had real bullets fired at me. This is nothing. These are fake bullets on TV." And he's in a good place, and he knew this was coming. But that really gave me a lot of confidence in his ability just to cope with the crap that's in D.C. And he shared something that didn't realize this statistic, that it used to be 75% of those serving on Capitol Hill were veterans, and now it's down to 17.
Yeah, it used to be massive numbers. And corporate America's same thing, you know, when corporate America wasn't a bad word, right? And, the other interesting thing is, well, actually, before I get to that, you know, you got to meet Senator Joni Ernst, I imagine. You got to meet Tim Sheehy yesterday.
Yep.
But let's be honest, the real celebrity that you got to meet, not that these guys are celebrities, but the real high-profile VIP you got to meet yesterday, you got to meet that young lady who goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. You got to see her in person.
Oh, yeah, and we got some pictures, and I think she'd be cool with you sharing those as well, the ones I sent you there. And, yeah, that was great. And then I invited her to stick around because we had a central committee meeting afterwards. And, man, she stole the show there. I mean, she set the bar pretty high. I don't know who I can bring in as a guest next meeting because she just rocked that room.
She was like the motivational speaker, I'll bet, huh?
It really was. So I officially, I will be resigning my position as bureau chief, and I'm just going to be a beat reporter. She is now Mondakistan bureau chief.
You can be the assistant to the deputy to the bureau chief. That's great.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, you know what? And what I love too is that, you know, you'll see people on Twitter, and especially if they have like a different name on Twitter, like Tester will not be reelected. You're like, is this just somebody sitting at some campaign headquarters? Is this some political hack, you know, throwing this stuff out there? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it's all part of getting into the fight, right? But no, this is a real woman whose husband works out in the oil patch. She's the spouse of a military veteran. Who's just simply has had enough, who's ready to stand up and take this country back. And it's just so awesome to see women like that. Back to your point about Tim Sheehy and, man, because you, even just sitting at home watching these campaign commercials, it gets exhausting, it gets tiring. I can tell you, working on a campaign when you're stuck at the office and you're reading all the garbage and you're trying to respond to all the garbage that's out there, yeah, it can wear you down. But where you get re-energized is getting back out there and talking to people all across. That's what I've been able to do with these events with Americans for Prosperity. I get to see, you know, Fawn Mack in Eureka. I get to see Tester will not be reelected out there at these rallies. I get to see especially these women in particular that are taking the lead to stand up and take our country back. And so it re-energizes you every single time when you get off of social media and you get off of these stupid phony campaign commercials and you go out there and you talk to everyday people. It is so energizing.
Well, she's the real deal. I mean, one of our commissioners asked a really good question during the during our meeting afterwards. He said, "Well, are you funded by the Sheehy campaign, or are you with the state GOP, or where do you receive your funding?" He said, "I'm just doing this on my own. I decided months ago we've got to get rid of Tester." And he said, "This is all out of her own pocket. This is all something she's doing on her own. She's self-professed. She lives on social media, and her sole purpose is to make sure that Tester is out of office."
Yeah.
And I think that really caught people by surprise, that it's true grassroots, ground level work. She's not one of those
making
those
an bosses. Impact. I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We got to hit the hard break here. Stand by.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I mean, we have a campaign now that is sending out surrogates to lie that and compare Trump to Hitler. The end of democracy. You know, he's going to sign a national abortion ban, none of which is true. That he's against IVF, not true. The person that has to start answering questions, real questions, are Kamala Harris. About what, you know, her 12 million plus unvetted Harris Biden illegals. Why do you want to decriminalize it and offer free food, housing, health care, education, your running mate, legal driver's licenses, and a college education for people that you have vetted, and they've come from over 180 countries, including our top geopolitical foes and countries with terror ties.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. The 2024 election is on our doorstep, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are knocking on your door. They're pushing for higher taxes and even taxes on unrealized gains. Could you imagine that? Paying taxes on something you never took profits on? What would that do to the economy? Will they come for your retirement savings? Will they come for your house? Who knows? But don't wait to find out. Learn how you could protect and diversify everything you've worked for with the top-rated precious metals company, GoldCo. GoldCo has over 6,000 five-star reviews, a bunch of awards, and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Learn how precious metals like gold and silver could help you. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Paid for by GoldCo.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everyone knows that prices for just about everything have grown tremendously over the last 3 years. What's less obvious and less reported on is that the economy has grown tremendously as well. That's especially true in mountain states like Montana. When you ask the question, what percentage of the jobs lost during the pandemic has Montana recovered, you get an astounding answer, more than 150%. That's the kind of growth that helped state government record extraordinary budget surpluses in the immediate wake of the pandemic, some of which were returned to taxpayers as rebates. That's a great good news story, except for one thing. It's history. State revenues are not growing double-digit rates anymore. Far from it. In fact, in the most recent fiscal year, which ended June 30th, state tax revenues actually fell when corrected for inflation. And we're not alone. Former high-flying states like Utah and Nevada kept us company with their own declines in inflation-adjusted tax revenues. I'm Patrick Barkey.
The SEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's not the hit you think it is here, Democrats. Tim and Savage stayed with us through the break there. Tim, first off, I know you got something else you probably want to talk about, so don't let me distract you here. But I was just scanning some more news headlines, checking out some more tweets here during that break. Tim Sheehy wants to do away with the Federal Department of Education. The Democrats think that's a bad thing. Hey, please run with that story, because Montanans will love that message from Tim Sheehy. Anyway, Tim and Savage, what else did you want to talk about?
Well, I don't have a problem with that either. I think because every dollar the feds give out, there's strings attached to it, and we're just, you know, the schools are on the hook. I mean, they can't survive without the funding, but then they are just bound by all of those federal bureaucracy. So, yeah, doing away with Department of Ed, going back to pre-Carter era on that, would be nothing wrong with that for me.
But, you could block grant the funds to the states and let the states run it. I mean, even the liberal teachers unions have been against, you know, mandates coming out of the Federal Department of Education. Remember No Child Left Behind and how much they hated some of the provisions in that. So, yeah, it's like these guys are just so desperate. They're at the point where they're just throwing everything at the wall and nothing's sticking.
Well, and I'm not sure if it was just on KBUL or where, when I was on hold, I heard one of the ads was, I think it was the Democratic Senatorial Committee.
Yeah.
It was saying, how he's, you know, Tim's going to close all the hospitals and stuff like that. Well, you know, the question came up during our meet and greet yesterday, and from one of our physicians who works at the urgent care, and he asked, well, what about this issue with the IV fluid shortage? Because everything has gotten so centralized, monopolized, if you want to use that word, and there is one major corporation in, I think it's in Western North Carolina, that is where all of the IV bag fluids, almost every one of them for the whole country, comes from, and that was wiped out by the hurricane. And so we're looking at a significant shortage. And so the question to Tim was about, well, what are you going to do with your background in leadership, logistics, and business? What can you do? And this is where Tim talked about, he acknowledges, he embraced it. He says, yeah, you all know Shady Sheehy if you've seen the ads, but he says he's not going to close it. But he is called for looking at more practices from the private industry into healthcare, because the problems with healthcare right now is because the government practices have all gone into it, which is all of the consolidation, everything within just a couple or three drug companies, all of it, you know, counting on one supplier, cutting all the corners and that, and you've eliminated the free market. And so that's why we're in a situation now where IV fluids are going to be in a shortage, because we have consolidated everything to just one place rather than letting the market dictate that. And so he clarified that's what his intention is.
That's right.
Talking about make
it easier for local hospitals to stay in business. Federal mandates and all this other nonsense is what's been threatening these rural hospitals. Hey, Tim, I got to ask you, man, you were looking good in that photo there with Tester will not be reelected. Your jacket was a little loose. How's the Billings Last Diet program working for you?
Oh man, it's the best money I ever spent in the time. I've been at it now. Today is 4 weeks and one day. I'm pushing 30 pounds right now of loss.
Wow.
And I'm feeling good. And
30 pounds in 1 month. Holy cow, that's incredible.
1 month.
That's
awesome.
My coaches
are shocked. They say, that's not going to last. You're not going to drop 30 pounds every month. I know. It's going to level off. I mean, the body kiss can't do that. But man, I'm feeling good. I tell you, I broke my knee years ago, and of course I'm going to have arthritis and aching in that knee every once in a while, especially with the change of weather. My knee hasn't hurt a bit. Since I started dropping that weight, my knee feels good. Went out and did a 5K on Saturday.
Holy cow.
And had no ill effects on that. My back, my legs, everything. I'm feeling great, man.
That's incredible.
I'm not done. That 30 was just the start.
There you go. And Tim is in Savage, meaning he is on the Montana-North Dakota border, and he is benefiting from Billings' last diet because they've got a remote option that's now available for you as well. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. Thanks, Tim. I needed to get that message thrown in there anyway. That worked out great.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're looking for an extra source of income, there are different online options for you to score some dough. When thinking about a side hustle, keep your interest in mind and try to think of job opportunities where you can expand on those interests. Social media has become a popular side hustle where you can make money through brand deals, which are basically partnerships between a company and a creator. Social media apps like TikTok and YouTube also have certain programs in which individuals can make money through their apps. Or you can try selling your unique handmade and custom items like t-shirts, jewelry, or home decor on online marketplace Etsy for a profit. Another way to make money online is freelance work, which can come from writing, tutoring, graphic design, language translating, and more. Once you figure out freelance jobs you're looking for, conduct an online search to find opportunities that may be a good fit for your talents. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Thank you.